We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Wednesday on the Hoffman Crowder Solana program. Appel in for Hawk. Crowder's here. Jimmy's here. Dan Day in for Solana. Apologies for being stuck with me for another day.
But it's
Crowder and I today. Crowder's back from his little training camp tour with the Pivot. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about some national NFL stories. It seems like he's got some good stuff for us. We'll get to that in a moment. The Dolphins play their first preseason game this weekend in Chicago. They'll have a joint practice with the Bears probably the next day or two, Thursday or Friday, I think. Friday, I think it is. They'll have a joint practice with the Bears. So we'll talk to Mike Cugno at 2:30. Mike will be a part of all three Dolphins preseason broadcasts on CBS4 down here in South Florida with Steve Goldstein and Kim Bocamper. So we'll talk to him about that. We'll talk to Chris Whittingham in the 3 o'clock hour as well. Big game for Inter Miami tonight. They'll be without Lionel Messi. We'll get into all that. And I want to talk to him as well about a couple of streaming deals and media rights deals that ESPN announced today and yesterday. But I want to start with the Marlins having the best center fielder in franchise history and maybe the best hitter in baseball since Barry Bonds, and his name is Jacob Marcy. Crowder, have you watched him at all since they've called him up?
No. Can he play? I was traveling this week. Play. He can go? I got it. Oh, where's go the next game? I got to check it out.
They play at 4:40 while we're on the show today. They're going to try and salvage one of these games from the Astros.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go record it first break so I can watch
it. Go record it?
Yeah, I got to record it because I can't watch it. You know, I know you you real media guys have TVs in your studios and all. Yeah, you're pointing to yours.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm in an office full of Crowder powder boxes that pretty much the whole family business is run out of. No TVs.
Maybe add one in there. You have enough. You definitely can find some space in there for it.
But then now it's taken away from my Wi-Fi bandwidth. Now my computer will be slow. Let me deal with this whole thing over here.
So Jacob Marcy, all right? He's at 12 at-bats in his 5 games with the Marlins. He's 6 for 12. Ooh. 3 doubles, a triple, a home run, 5 walks, 5 strikeouts, and he's made like 2 or 3 incredible defensive plays. And this is one of the guys they got for Luis Arraez last May. And I remember the reaction at the time, and I'm not going to sit here and pause. I know that 30 seconds ago I called him the best hitter since Barry Bonds and the best center fielder the Marlins have had in franchise history. But this guy was not thought of as maybe more than a fourth outfielder in this Luis Arraez trade. And I remember at the time, everybody was panicking, and myself included, getting on the Marlins for trading Luis Arraez that early in the season. I believe it was in early May that they made that decision, or late May. It was sometime in May that they traded Luis Arraez. And nobody ever knows the names of the prospects you get back for them. But here we are, a little over a year later, and this Jacob Marcy is unbelievable. Unbelievable to watch. Unfortunately for the Marlins, they've lost the last two games after an incredible weekend sweeping the Yankees. But man, even when they lose, this team is finding ways to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna break it to you. He's not keeping a 500 average there.
What? You don't think that's, you don't think reaching base in 11 of your 17 plate appearances and keeping that up for your entire career isn't sustainable?
It's impressive. I won't lie. I really want to check him out. And is he a white dude?
He is.
He said center field. You're like, he's a center fielder. I pull his picture up. I'm like, oh, he's a white guy. That's crazy.
Man, it's from what? White people can't play center field? White people can't play center field?
Dan, it's a more speed position usually. And we know what we connect that to. I thought it'd be black dude from,
stereotypes.
But no. That's the one thing. When we get rid of guys, it's guys we know. We get guys back. They don't even say their names sometimes. They say four prospects out the farm league. They don't even say their names during the trade. So, yeah, when you find them, same way. We've been crediting Bendix, and you know Hawk gets on me about giving Bendix too much damn credit. There's another one.
You're wearing your Marlins hat because I know how excited you are about talking about Jacob Marcy today, and I know how much you love analytics and you love stats like WAR. So I'm going to give this stat to you really quick on Jacob Marcy, and then we'll get to our Dolphins training camp update and then our headlines before we talk to Mike Cuno at 2:30. But this is
just a reminder. Yeah. What does WAR mean?
WAR is wins above replacement. Okay, so it means how many wins are you worth above like the league average player?
Gotcha.
All right. So this is from Jeremy Taché of, I almost called them Bally, from FanDuel Sports Network, the Marlins broadcast. Jacob Marcy already has the same WAR as Luis Arraez, the player he was traded for, despite having almost 460 fewer plate appearances than Luis Arraez did with the Marlins.
I got my Marlins hat on. I don't want to be the downer, but
no,
a little sample size. Little sample size here, Josh.
Don't sample size me. Don't do this.
So Arraez had 500 at bats, and Marcy has 17.
17 plate appearances, 12 official at-bats because he walked five times.
Let's go, Marcy.
Hey, listen, he's got a good eye. Good swing decisions. I mean, what else could you want? It is Marcy.
Bro, I got to see him. To your point, I've never heard his name before in my life. That's why I'm going to record the game and watch it after the show's over.
Crowder, you weren't on the show yesterday, but we discussed the very, very unfortunate news that the Marlins organization has released Matt Mervis. Mm-hmm. And Hawk, honestly, I'm surprised Hawk was able to get through the show yesterday because he was so distraught. We called an emergency lunch with Witty and Hawk, went to Twin Peaks, and we commiserated, mostly Hawk. And I'm just curious, like, did you have a chance to talk to Hawk yesterday? Were you able to cheer him up at all? Are you doing okay with the Mervis news? I know you're a flag-carrying member of the Mervis militia as well, despite how you would poo-poo his performance at Jacksonville as of late.
Josh, I don't know if you knew. I jumped off the train as soon as he got sent down. Was it Seeloff? We talked to somebody, and he was like, do you understand that when you get sent down, there's 100-150 guys in front of you? He's never going to see the major leagues again. I was like, oh, okay, well, that train has sailed. I don't know if the train sailed, but I was like, I'm done. And this Mervis militia can get out of here. But I know Hawk was up. I saw it on Twitter. I was like, damn, Hawk's going to be on this a long time. He's still going to talk about Mervis.
I mean, again, brought him up every hour and was just dumbfounded that the Marlins could even think about entertaining the idea of letting him go because he was tearing it up. But I tried to explain to him. I said, look, he's blocked at the Marlins at the big league level. They want to give some other guys a chance at AAA, and they say, hey, Matt, thank you for your service. We really appreciate you. You captivated the minds of South Florida sports fan.
Just one.
Captivated the mind of South Florida sports fan for a little bit. But you might have a better chance of getting to the big league somewhere else. I hope you go find that place. And so that's what happened.
Yeah, yeah. When I was with the Dolphins, if I went back to play in college, I probably would have been a hell of a player. That's kind of what Mervis did with the jumbo shrimp. You a grown-ass man playing with children, you're going to ball. But they've seen you enough up here with the big boys.
So we wish, again, Matt Mervis well. Mike Cugno.
Like he died. He wasn't good enough to play. I don't know if you know my angle on this. At the end of, we're about to talk about the Dolphins. Josh, when Dolphin camp ends, there's going to be 40 guys that get cut. And it's going to be one name that you know or you've met or talked to. Oh, man, condolences to Liam Eichenberg. No, he's not good enough to play at this level.
I love that you chose Liam Eichenberg for this example because Hawk also happens to be the leader of the Eichenbros. But I think that aside from Liam Eichenberg's family, I think Hawk might be the only Eichenbro if that ends up coming to fruition as far as him not making the Dolphins. Yes. But I feel bad. I feel bad on cut day. It's my least favorite episode of Hard Knocks.
I might be jaded by the fact that I was a part of it 6 times and I lost some friends. There's some good guys that I talk to this day. But they weren't good enough to play for the Miami Dolphins. That's it. This is a competitive business. This is a performance-based business. Your ass couldn't tackle. Go back to Kentucky. Period. That's what you got to do. 1% of the 1%.
And so we wish Matt Mervis well.
It's something that he couldn't do because they sent him. I don't know if he was a terrible fielder or whatever, but it's something that he just wasn't major league material for. That's simple.
There was a viral moment of his this year. I don't know if the Mervis militia covered it at the time, but he did take a throw on one hop to the nether regions. Chris Whittingham says it in a different way, but there was a viral moment of Mervis taking one to the you-know-where, and that didn't end well for him. But I brought up Eric Wagaman's name yesterday, and I was like, I don't know what they're still doing with this Eric Wagaman. What's going on with this Wagaman situation? And last night, Eric Wagaman homered. So, wrong again, Josh.
Don't worry. I've called some people out, and they ball, and then you say,
reverse jinx.
Antonio Callaway, I thought he was going to come and be the next Mark Duper, and he dropped 3 balls, and they cut him 2 weeks later. I was like, yeah, well, I was wrong on this Callaway situation.
Well, he'll always have that one moment in 2015 against the Tennessee Volunteers or whatever year it was, the game-winning touchdown from Will Greer. I know that made you excited. Hey, before we get to Dolphins training camp notes, have you seen any clips or watched at all the new Any Given Saturday SEC Netflix show? Through like 5 or 6 episodes. A lot of Brian Kelly and LSU Dan Day. There's a full episode on Billy Napier and the Gators. I find it incredibly interesting. We'll get to it later. So you haven't seen it at all, Crowder?
No, I think I did. Did I fix my mic?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a text. No, I haven't seen Any Given Saturday.
Yeah, just came out on Netflix.
Oh, man, I'll crank it up tonight. This seems fun.
Yeah, I found myself with a new respect for Billy Napier, and I think Graham Mertz comes out of this looking great. He really does.
We're still talking about Graham Mertz?
No. I mean, it's DJ Lagway's team now. If he can throw a football at all, I don't know if what you heard, but there have been some reports that he's still not throwing at all in practice. But no, like you know what happened last year, Graham Mertz, he got hurt.
Yeah.
End of the season, and he didn't pout at all. He stayed on the sidelines, was there for DJ. He comes across very, very, very good in this. But we'll get to that later. It's time now for Training Camp Reports, sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools, Technical Colleges, MDC.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
UPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on, training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000, 305-558-8000, or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. This from Barry Jackson. There's a ton of notes from today, a ton of notes, but these two stuck out to me from Barry Jackson. In 4 minutes of real time, Dolphins linebacker Willie Gay Jr. has two sacks and a knockdown. He's been a menace throughout camp. Here's the other one. Continue to be really impressed by Quinn Ewers' touch. Pause. There's something there, and you saw the potential with how he played in dominant wins in Ann Arbor last year. He has some very good chemistry with Theo Weiss Jr., among others. So it seems like Quinn Ewers is having a solid camp as well. And as we talked about last week or whenever we hosted the show together, Willie Gay, what a camp and what an impression he's making. You got that noise you made there after I read that tweet.
Bro, I can't wait to watch the Chicago game and these preseason. Was Jordan Brooks. He was banging. He's a banger. Jordan Brooks, Dotson, they brought him in. And then this Willie Gay. Everybody talked about this Willie Gay. Well, how could we get him if he was an all-pro? I don't understand how we got him. But I said it before. I think the last, like, I don't know, dominant linebacker we had, like, playmaking was Jerome Baker. Jerome used to make some plays. And then he kind of, he tip balls, interceptions, sacks, just running around crazy. And he could run. We haven't had a linebacker that really, like, I want to say made an end in. I think we have some decent backers, but if we got some dogs back there on that second level, this front seven is going to be stupid.
Crowder, I hate to admit this, but I find myself agreeing more with Hawk's general view of the Dolphins going into this season as the days progress. I really am. I saw this story a week or two ago heading into training camp from ESPN. They ranked all 32 rosters going into training camp. They had the Dolphins at number 24. And I'm looking at the Dolphins depth chart right now in front of my face. And really outside of corner, and I guess you could say there's still question marks on the O-line because there are a couple of unknowns, even though they've had solid camps. What on paper about this team, especially on offense, is different going into last season or going into the season before that, where there was all this hype around this team? I know the question with the Dolphins is always, can they stay healthy? Will Tua stay healthy? Will they hold up? So let's assume they do, even though they never have. But let's assume they do. I don't understand why so many folks are down on this team on paper. Darren Waller's getting closer to being able to practice and getting game reps. Still don't know what he's going to look like once the season starts. So maybe tight end losing Jonnu Smith. That's still a hole. But in its entirety, I don't understand where the idea is coming from that this team, outside of the cornerback position, really lacks top-end talent. Because I'm looking at top-end talent right in front of my face on my computer screen right now.
It's the struggle at offensive line. What's his name? James came in, the right guard.
Daniels.
James Daniels. They drafted the I'm never gonna say his name. Savonarola.
Jonah.
Jonah. They drafted Jonah. But the other guys, bro, like Patrick Paul, we haven't seen him produce. Austin Jackson, we've had him for 4 years. So I think the O-line, I would say overall, we won't go position to position. Overall, the O-line. And then you kind of brushed over this cornerback situation. Jalen Ramsey's not here. Artie Burns gets hurt. Kaita Kohu's tore his knee up. Like, bro, we're walking in with guys that might not – if they get into 3-4 receivers wide, there are humans that haven't played in the league that are going to have to cover people on very good teams in this AFC. So cornerback and offensive line, those are on both sides of the ball, and those are the biggest questions.
There's no disagreeing about the corner situation. We talked about it a bunch, but I feel better about this offensive line going into this season than I did going into last season. I'm not looking at offensive line that's going in with Liam Eichenberg as a starter. I feel like Jonah.
We're in trouble.
I feel better about James Daniels despite the injury he's coming off of than I did last year about Robert Jones. Same goes for Jonah. Even though he's had an up and down camp, you expect that from a rookie offensive lineman. But it seems like once he figures it out, he'll be a player. Tron Armstead is still around the team and is raving about what Patrick Paul has been doing. And this Austin Jackson, like, man, like, stay on the field because I do not want to see this Borum out there at all. Austin Jackson, by the way, the word right now, according to the reports, are that he will be ready for week one against the Colts. But I'm looking at this and I don't understand the folks saying that they're what's the win total under 8.5? Like,
yeah,
this team can't get the 9-10 wins. Like, I don't understand.
I would take over 8.5. But it's always if everybody stays healthy. And you just said it. Jonnu Smith was the offense for quarters at a time last season. And Darren Waller, has anything else come out? Because he's just out of shape?
I'm going to assume it's just getting back into shape enough to be able to practice from being away from the game for so long. I just read today that he's closer to being able to get out there.
Yeah, and he doesn't – we don't have a tight – there's no tight end on our roster that's going to scare any defenses.
Unless you're scared of Farrell Brown.
Yeah, Farrell Brown. Yeah, he put fear in their heart. But also the question of that always gets us – first off, the AFC is loaded. They're way better than the NFC, top to bottom. And are we going to put in any kind of power game? Did they draft Jonah – to play left guard so we can run behind Patrick Paul and him when we need 18 inches, 24 inches, third and ones and the stuff? Are we going to put a power game? Ollie Gordon is gigantic. His highlights look amazing from college. Are we going to utilize that? Because we utilize it. You go back 2 years. Raheem Mostert, he led the NFL in rushing touchdowns. We were getting downhill with him. Can we do that again? Because I think – we always talk about Tyreek and Waddle and all this speed and the track meet thing and Achane running 4.3s and Wright, Jalen Wright's running 4.3s. But Raheem also wasn't running no 4.3s, and he was leading the team in touchdowns. I think we have to get back to that, and I've heard that people are seeing that more in camp this year.
We talked to Clay Ferrero yesterday, and one of the reasons he was down on this team, and it was a fair point in general that, hey, I got to see it from them before I start to buy in, and I totally get that. But one of the points he brought up was the Dolphins' yards before contact last year was in the bottom five of the league. They were not a good rush offense last year. It was a complete 180 from what they were in the first couple of years under Mike McDaniel. And the point that I was making to Clay was, I feel like last year is more of an outlier. Number one, because of the revolving door at quarterback, so nobody really had to be threatened by them. Could load up to stop the run. But I have more evidence of a Mike McDaniel offense being able to run the ball than I do otherwise, which was what we saw last year. So I think the bar is very low, but I think the run game does improve just by way of the personnel that they have out there. And you brought up the rest of the AFC. We've talked about the Patriots as far as in division being potentially the second best team in the division. And I was like, well, I got to see it to believe it with them too. I'm not so sure about the skill positions yet. Stephon Diggs is going to be, you know, right after his injury. He's not getting any younger. Well, this morning I saw that Mike Vrabel jumped into a scuffle between his players and a couple of players with the Commanders during their joint practice and came out of the pile bleeding.
Hey,
which means I hate to break it to everybody. Patriots, they might be a problem this year.
That's not, and it's I, good segue into us with the coming from the run game, talking about the toughness. And I say a bunch of cute words that really mean I say gentle, I say non-aggressive, I say speed team, track meet team. The teams in the AFC right now are going to be ass kickers. The AFC North, bro, I just left Pittsburgh. They're out there banging.
I want to talk about this with you. Yeah.
The Ravens are banging. Cincinnati is, they're a little gentle. Like, you know, they're more of a Dolphin type team. But like,
Pittsburgh is banging. Baltimore is banging. The Bengals, I mean, you know, they're practicing.
But they have weapons everywhere. Texans, the West, we know KC. I think the Chargers are going to be way better with Harbaugh. Broncos again. Bo Nix coming up another year. Like, the AFC is so loaded. That's where some of the question comes in. And you said it, the yards before contact. That's the O-line.
Yeah.
That's not letting these your big guys get in the backfield before our little guys get the ball. That's the O-line. So if Patrick Paul, if Jonah, if Brewer, if Daniels, if Austin Jackson are what they've really built, because what? They drafted all those guys got here like a year or two ago. They've built this O-line personally. Chris Greer has built this O-line, I would say, in the last, 4 years?
Yeah.
This is what you've created. They better not let the running backs get hit in the backfield, because you've created this now. This is your entire – these are no hangover guys from another regime. You made this offensive line. Please protect Tua and get this – I think we have very good running backs too. Get this running back by committee going. But that's all on the fat boys. Our fat boys need to be better than their fat boys.
Totally agree. And I have more on the narrative about Mike McDaniel. Warren Sharp had a great Twitter thread yesterday about this, and we'll get to it later on because we have Mike Cuno coming up at 2:30. So let's get to our headlines here in the 2 o'clock hour, brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models and inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Dan Day, how are you?
Ah, feeling good. Getting over the hump. How are you guys?
Great. Just great.
Tyreek Hill's rested because he didn't practice today due to a believed minor injury. Of course, the team heading up to Chicago soon for a game Sunday at 1.
We'll talk to Mike Cuno if he's heard anything about the severity of that, if the Dolphins are worried at all, if this is just a minor bump and bruise here in training camp that they're trying to be cautious with.
Vet day. Who said somebody said something? A minor injury. That's a vet day. Come on, man. Get out.
You're a vet day.
I got me some vet days. I say my stomach hurts because they can't test it. Zach Thomas told me that trick. He was like, hey, man, if you want to get you a day, say something in your stomach and there's no way to test what's going on in your stomach, you get your 2 practices off. Appreciate you, ZT.
Would you say, like, I ate a really bad order of Chipotle last night and my body didn't handle it right?
Exactly that. Yeah, man, I don't know. Lunch yesterday, me and Ronnie went to Chipotle. Dinner I ate at the hotel. I don't know, the salad was wilted. It looked kind of old. Bro, get 2 practices off.
Get you some electrolytes, and we'll see you out here tomorrow. All right, Channing?
Yes, sir. Go in early. Tell him your stomach hurts, man. You get 2 practices off. Get out of here.
Appel, since you're hosting, I got this headline for you. NHL insider Elliot Friedman does not believe the Panthers will trade Evan Rodriguez in order to get under the salary cap.
Yes, so that is interesting because the Panthers right now are over the salary cap. They're allowed to be over right now, basically until the season starts. There have been other reports, and I imagine this is supplemental to that Evan Rodriguez report. People are jumping to the conclusion that, oh, you take Evan Rodriguez's contract off the books, they're cap compliant, they're fine. However, saw some reports, unconfirmed, but saw some reports that Matthew Tkachuk will likely start the season on the long-term IR and be out until the Olympics, which will make it so that the Panthers are cap compliant. Mm. And it's the final year they're allowed to do that, by the way.
It is. Okay.
The league's catching on.
I don't know. This is a question more than an opinion, but it seems like they can. I found out over the last couple of years that NHL has very loose cap implication type stuff.
Yeah, well, that's going away, but the Panthers are going out one more time, reportedly, allegedly, trying to use that to their advantage one last time, one last ride.
Can they just not pay it like the NBA? Just like the just pay over if the owner wants to pay over and that stuff. Like the NBA gets the aprons,
the luxury
and all
tax
that
and whatnot. Yeah. No, the NHL does not have that. If you have to be cap compliant at the salary cap number.
Got two games today. As you said, it's going to be Marlins Astros at 4:40 today and tonight. Inter Miami and Pumas going to be playing at 7:30.
We will talk to Chris Whittingham about that in the 3 o'clock hour. No Messi tonight for Inter Miami.
On to weather. It's hot. Got a chance of rain. Partially cloudy. Temperature is going to rise to about 92 today at the highest, and at the lowest, going to drop down to about 80. That's weather.
Thank you, Dan. Day. Mike Cuno from CBS4 will join us next on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life. And your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Mike Cuno of CBS4 joins us now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Cuno, hello. Are you looking forward to your trip to Chicago here coming up?
I am. I love going to Chicago. I think this will be the first time I'm in Chicago, though, where it's not like -7 with wind. So I look forward. Everyone says summer and spring in Chicago is one of the best cities to be in. So I can't wait to get out of 105-degree heat and get to 85-degree heat.
Are you Bo Camper and Goldie going to take that boat tour on the river and everything together?
No. But and it's a shame Hawk's not here. But I think Goldie and I may do a little deep dish action at some point. So I'll take video evidence of that and send it back so Hawk's head can explode.
I was going to ask if you're a deep dish guy or not because. I mean, I'm okay if you call it deep dish, just if you leave out the word pizza, because in no universe is that a pizza.
It's not a pizza. It's a pie. It's an actual pie. you know, yeah. Like you call it pizza pie,
casserole with bread. Yeah. Bread yep. casserole.
It's an actual pie. Yeah.
I ate my first real Chicago deep dish with Joe Zagacki at some ACC media day or something. Yeah, it was pretty good. Listen, Mike, give you some advice. Don't mess with this damn bean. It's a big reflective ball of metal. It's the worst place in the world. Do not waste any money going to see the bean.
Oh, I've seen it. No, I've been there. The other one was like the Natural History Museum, whatever is there. I wanted to see the giant T-Rex. And so I walked in the cold all the way there, and only to find out that the giant T-Rex is basically in the lobby. So I didn't have to like go in much further. I saw this big thing and I went, all right, that's enough of that, and walked out. And that was my day in Chicago solo. So yeah, it's a cool city though. I'll probably skip out on the bean unless I cross paths with it by accident.
You have to pay to see the bean?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Crowder said don't waste your money, and I was like,
No, but just don't waste your money Ubering to the bean. Mm-hmm. Don't waste your money anywhere around this bean. This bean's terrible. But the museum's pretty cool. What's that Ben Stiller movie? The Night at the Museum?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. We went there. They have a bunch of great, like, museums and different things, but this damn bean, it blew my mind that we went to this watch a bean. It's a bean.
A lot of people taking pictures in front of it, though. That's like got to be like the selfie capital of Chicago.
There's something better to do. The water's like a block away. Go take a picture in front of something beautiful, not this damn bean. I hate it.
Do you consider those beaches in Chicago on the lakes?
Oh, man, I don't know. Every time I've been, like I said, every time I've been to Chicago, it's been frozen over. The lake looks like a tundra. So I can't say that's a beach, right?
Well, report back after you're there this week, and we'll revisit that.
Isn't a beach just sand or dirt going into a body of water? That would be considered a beach, so they have to be beaches.
Well, unless you consider an ocean to be necessary for it to be a beach. If you go to a lake and there's sand before the lake, are you still at a beach? I associate the beach with the ocean.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's a beach.
I'm with Mike.
We'll see. Dolphins are at the Bears this Sunday at 1:00. You can watch Cugno along with Steve Goldstein and Kimbo Camper on CBS4 with their coverage beginning 1 hour prior to kick on Sunday. I have one more nonsense to get to with you, because you were a big part of the Mervis militia growing in South Florida. And obviously we got the news yesterday. Marlins released Matt Mervis. I know Hawk's not here today for you two to commiserate together, but I'm sure yesterday was a tough day for you as well.
It was. Hawk texted me. We'll keep those texts private, but it was sad. Now we're basically going to find out who picks up Mervis, and we will be diehard fan of team X, Y, and Z moving forward, because all this guy does is hit home runs.
I'm going to give you a little heads up. He's not getting picked up, so y'all can let that go.
Whoa. You know what? You were part of the Mervis militia. You were one of the true ride-and-die soldiers. What happened to you, Crowder? What happened?
He got sent down, and Kyle Seeloff told us that he'll never play in the majors again. And I was like, that's not a good train. I want to jump on the back of. So I jumped off, Mike. I'm sorry.
You know, ye have little faith. There's still time. He's a young man. Strapping, he can hit the ball a long way. There's a place for him in baseball.
I told Crowder, and I'm sure you'll agree, we wish him well moving forward and can't wait to see where he ends up next. Because, as you said, we'll be there rooting for him. Speaking of Hawk, I said to open the show that with each passing day, I'm feeling more like him in the sense that I don't think that the Dolphins will be as bad as folks are saying they're going to be. Mm-hmm. I think the win total 8.5, like, I don't see why this team can't get to 10 wins this year if things go their way. Where do you fall on this? I know that's a generic and open-ended way of saying, what do you think the expectations are this year? But seriously, I'm looking at a team on paper that should be able to compete for a wild card spot.
No, listen, I think I'm probably a little bit more optimistic about them than other media members too. I think I was actually on the show a couple of weeks ago and got a similar question, but my take is still the same, is that I was like, well, they won eight games last year. They finished 8-9 with Tua in and out of the lineup. So that's where I kind of put the floor. Like, if Tua's going to play, an entire season. I like that over 8.5. Here's the thing. It's every sentence that is uttered about this team, every conversation always starts with, if Tua stays healthy. So that's the big if. And if Tua stays healthy, they're going to be a 10-win team. If he's not, that's where you kind of wonder, did they do enough in terms of putting weapons around the backups? Did they do enough with the backup quarterback situation? And that's where things kind of played out poorly last year. So we'll see all that come to fruition at some point. But I am with you and with everyone else, it sounds like. If Tua is healthy for the entire 17 games, then I think this team is potentially a playoff team.
And something we were talking about earlier, Josh asked me a question about like the same kind of conversation of why do you not believe in the Dolphins, and the O-line's a big part, but it's been the O-line for years now. And then we and Josh were talking, Mike, and I was like, they drafted Patrick Paul, they brought in James Daniels, they brought in Aaron Brewer, they drafted Jonah Savinejo, and drafted Austin Jackson in the first round. I know I messed up that guard's name, but I do it every
time. You got it yet?
Savinejo. My mouth doesn't make that noise. I'm from Georgia. But, Mike, shouldn't – like, just saying you drafted three guys, you signed two off free agency just last year. Like, this should be the year that this O-line is honestly not talked about. No one talked about Vernon Carey because he was so good. Offensive lines don't get talked about when they're good. Shouldn't that be this year?
Yeah, I have a lot of optimism for that offensive line. My only hesitation with it at the moment, and this isn't anyone's fault, is obviously injuries. Once again, we talked about that with this team. They haven't been together yet in training camp, all five on the line together, right? Because Austin Jackson got hurt. Aaron Brewer missed a couple of days of camp. So it's kind of like we want to see it all together because on paper it looks good. The only problem is we haven't seen it all together yet and probably won't until week one, assuming everyone stays healthy. But on paper, this should be something that works well for the offense. Should be a strength of the offense. Especially when you talk about the type of run game they like, that kind of outside zone run stuff they do, and with how athletic Austin Jackson is and how with athletic Brewer is. The left side of that line looks huge with the two young guys, Paul and Savai Naya, there, Crowder. So,
like, I appreciate you, brother.
if everything, you know, falls into place by week one, that's where I think that run game gets going, and it kind of looks like it did a couple years ago as opposed to last year where things at times felt constipated on the offense.
Yeah, and I was saying we talked about this with Clay yesterday, and we talked about it in the first segment. To me, last season with the run game is the outlier in the Mike McDaniel coaching career as a run coordinator and in his first few seasons as the head coach of the Dolphins. Like, I've seen more good come out of his scheme in the run game than I have in the opposite, which is what we saw last year. But I'm curious, has there been a surprise to you so far in camp, whether it's a unit altogether or a player individually? What or who has been the biggest surprise for you this training camp?
I didn't. And it wasn't to say that I didn't think the linebackers would be bad or anything. I didn't think the linebacker group would look this good. They've got like a bunch of dudes back there, and I'm talking outside of Chubb and Phillips and Chop, right? Like Jordan Brooks and Dodson and Willie Gay Jr., who's been such a like a breath of fresh air on that team. There's so much energy and playmaking that happens. Mike McDaniel the other day described him as magnetic, and you could go with that could be his personality or that could be him on the field. Like that description can go both ways. I think I'm really surprised with how good it looks. Like you kind of knew, like, all right, Jordan Brooks is a good player. Dotson came on well last year. I think in the few games he was here, he actually tied to the lead in interceptions on that team, which is amazing. So, but to see them all together now, I'm like really interested to see how good they can be. So for me, when I look at, you know, surprises, that's definitely one that kind of catches your attention every day at practice. It seems like Willie Gay Jr. is doing something pretty cool. And then Jordan Brooks is just always like that steady guy there. And then at safety is just more of like, what's it going to look like once everyone's healthy? You know, Melvin Fonwu's finally back. We know what Minka Fitzpatrick can be. Is Ashton Davis going to be back? All those sorts of things. So that's kind of like question marks, like just like the rest of secondary. But no, I think there's really interesting parts to a lot of this team, but the linebackers really have me intrigued.
For you to bring up the linebackers, I thought about this because in the last 4 days, I've been to Philadelphia Eagles practice and I've been to Pittsburgh. I just got back from Pittsburgh, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there banging. Like Patrick Queen was coming downhill. TJ Watt's coming downhill. In Philly, they have what, Mailata, the tackles, Lane Johnson. Like they're dumping dudes on their head. And I was thinking about, the thought that they're going to become more physical is what everyone's talking. We've talked about it. You've been on the show talking about it. Are you seeing that physicality? Because I just left two very optimistic teams, and I was like, damn, they out of hitting each other.
All right, well, you just listed off a bunch of names who you think are physical dudes. And if I said Jalen Phillips, Chop Robinson, Bradley Chubb, Zach Sealer, even Kenneth Grant, like, do those names invoke physicality? Because to me, it does. I mean, you watch those guys. Jordan Brooks, very physical player. Like, I get they're not Super Bowl winners, and that's why there's a little bit more probably cachet with those Eagles teams. But it's not like the Dolphins' defenses. Like, at one point last year, they were very good until the injuries once again started to pile up. And think about this. Anthony Weaver, second year with the Dolphins, pretty sure this is the first time under head coach Mike McDaniel we've seen a defensive coordinator stick for more than a season. So now you're kind of building on that defense with a bunch of guys coming back who you didn't have last year, and you were still moderately okay.
Cuño, what's the storyline or two going into this weekend that you're going to be really looking out for? I know you mentioned the linebackers is a bigger surprise, but is there another position battle out there? Is there another storyline that you're really going to be focusing on this weekend, this Sunday when the Dolphins play the Bears, and even in the joint practice?
Yeah, so the joint practice to me, I want to see which kind of wide receivers can separate themselves, because obviously, you know, Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, those are your top two guys. But I think Malik Washington's had a really good camp. I think Nick Westbrook-Ikhine's had some really great catches, especially some red zone targets. And then obviously the cornerback group, because you can see how a front seven can cure a lot of sins, right? Especially on the back end. Well, let's see in one-on-ones this cornerback group against other wide receivers. And, you know, Chicago's got some good wide receivers. So yeah. I want to see what they look like. We've seen some good things. I thought Ethan Bonner had a good day at camp today. Storm Duck keeps getting a lot of praise. I think it's one thing when you start seeing it over and over again against the same guys. Let's see it against some different receivers, different style receivers. Let's see if they can still hold up. And that's a group that it's not like, all right, how many reps are we going to see from Malik Washington? If I have no idea if the starters are going to play. So if Malik's supposed to be that starting, quote-unquote, number three wide receiver, how much are we actually going to see him out there? But I think at that cornerback position, because it's a little wide open, the competition, I think you may see some more of those guys end up getting reps, and you kind of can evaluate them a little bit more in terms of, like, actual game action, not just practice.
And Mike, in the one-on-ones, because they're going to see, like you said, I thought about it too, yep. DJ Moore and Rome, what's his name, Adunze, Adam Washington. Yeah, they got some dogs over there running. Is Storm Duck the guy walking up on those two? When the ones are out, Storm Duck's walking up on DJ Moore.
Everybody, I mean, everyone's got to walk up on everybody. Kendall Sheffield as well. There's another guy who could end up popping up here. We've seen them rotate a lot of guys, so it's just kind of – it is, in my mind, one of the most open competitions I think I've ever seen at a camp, because you just don't have the big name, the Jalen Ramsey, the Kendall Fuller, that you just, okay, pencil that in. So let's see how these guys have developed. And, yeah, I think probably everyone, a Storm Duck, an Ethan Bonner, a Sheffield, like all these guys will seize those reps against those ones.
Last thing here for you, Cuño, before we let you go. Tyreek Hill didn't practice today. I'm assuming he won't play Sunday. Will we see him at all in joint practice? And then I guess the piggyback question off of that is how many of the regulars do you think play, and how much will they play on Sunday?
So here's the interesting thing. So they're going to go joint practices with all three teams, which is something new. And Mike McDaniel historically has done this where, like, if he thinks he's seen enough from somebody in joint practice, he doesn't necessarily need to see them for those couple reps in a preseason game. But he's also told me in the past, to be good at football, you have to play football, right? So I think we do see the starters at some point. I don't foresee this being a situation where, and I could be wrong, but I don't foresee it where it's a situation, unless someone's hurt, where the starters just don't play at all in the preseason. I know some teams do that, especially with their quarterback. Who knows? We've heard Tua already say he wants to see some action. I do think we see him. I'm just not sure when. But it is interesting that they are going to get joint practices against three different teams. So that's a lot of looks against opposing players over the next 3 weeks here.
And then Tyreek, his injury, that's nothing too concerning. Crowder thinks it's a vet day. What's the injury status there with Tyreek?
I honestly don't know. I couldn't even tell you.
Why do we have you on then?
I don't know. Yeah. I can't give you an update on Tyreek.
Mike, don't play anybody. You could take my point if you want to. Tyreek shouldn't play. Waddle shouldn't play. Tua shouldn't play. Take the whole offensive line out. You said it. The Dolphins thing, or if they stay healthy, don't let them play in the games. It's pointless. They don't mean anything.
Well, look, you know what? Tyreek got hurt in the preseason practice against the Commanders, I want to say it was, last year. And I believe that was the same injury he ended up having the wrist surgery on, right, during the offseason. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's just a little bit more cautious with him. I'm not sure what it is, if it's just a vet rest day or not. But yeah, I mean, there are going to be some guys that you probably don't go full bore with. And is that a Bradley Chubb who hasn't played football in a long time, or is that a Jalen Phillips? Who knows? Those guys also may want those reps to see that live action.
Well, the Dolphins are at the Bears this Sunday at 1:00. You can watch Mike Cugno with Steve Goldstein and Kim Bokamper on CBS4. They'll call the game. They'll also have their pregame coverage beginning at 1:00. Cugno, thanks for joining us. Safe travels, and please enjoy a charred Chicago dog on me when you get there. Nothing.
What's that airline? What's that airline you always take when you travel? What's up?
Yeah, they're bankrupt now, but I believe Silver Airways has direct flights to Chicago.
Good, good. I'll be up there next to the captain, next to the pilot.
It's Silver Airlines.
Mike Cugno, CBS4, down here. Appreciate you joining us. Like I said, safe travels, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. See you guys.
Back with more here on Hawk with Crowder.
Are you flying too?
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'd like to officially go on record. I am wearing underwear today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.